ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణం అస్తు అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతే య ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తేమయి సంతు తేమయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. చాప్టర్ 6 ద్వితీయ ఖండః ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్. సదేవ సోమ్య ఇదమగ్ర ఆసీత్ ఏకమేవాద్వితీయం తద్ధైక ఆహుః అసద్యేవ ఇదమగ్ర ఆసీత్ ఏకమేవాద్వితీయం తస్మాదసతః సజ్జాయత. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద టాపిక్ హియర్? యాజ్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్, నామరూప ఈజ్ నైదర్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ నార్ ఆన్ ఇంటగ్రల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ సత్యం. అండ్ వీ గేవ్ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్, షాడో కెనాట్ బి డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి అన్ ఇంటగ్రల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ మీ ఆల్సో. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఆంటలాజికల్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ నామరూప? ఇట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా. సో బిఫోర్ క్రియేషన్ దర్ వాస్ రియల్ సత్ అండ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ నామరూప, అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ క్రియేషన్ రియల్ సత్ అండ్ అన్రియల్ మానిఫెస్ట్ నామరూప. నామరూప మే చేంజ్ ఫ్రమ్ మానిఫెస్ట్ టు అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ అండ్ వైస్ వర్సా. ఎయిదర్ వే నామరూప ఈజ్ మిథ్యా. నౌ ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ దట్ ఈవన్ దో సత్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ వాస్ దేర్ బిఫోర్ క్రియేషన్, ఇట్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఏ కామన్ మిస్టేక్ దట్ పీపుల్ కమిట్, ఎస్పెషలీ ది తార్కికాస్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ మిస్టేక్? బిఫోర్ ద క్రియేషన్ సత్ ఆర్ వస్తు, వస్తు హియర్ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ సత్, దట్ అలోన్ వాస్ దేర్ విత్ అవ్యక్త నామ రూప. అండ్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద మెకానిజం ఆఫ్ ద మిస్టేక్ దట్ పీపుల్ కమిట్. అండ్ వీసా వెన్ ది నామరూపాస్ ఆర్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్, ది వస్తు ఈజ్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎనీ వ్యవహార ఆర్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? బ్రహ్మన్ బికమ్స్ వ్యవహార గోచరం ఓన్లీ వెన్ వ్యక్త నామరూప కమ్స్ అండ్ నాట్ అదర్వైజ్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ అవర్ డే టు డే ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్? దేర్ వి ఫైండ్ whatever is available for vyavahara, either jnana vyavahara, that is through sense organs like seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touch, thinking, deciding, or karma vyavahara like lifting, walking, talking, reproduction, excretion, all those. So jnanendriya gocharam va, karmendriya gocharam va, antakarana gocharam va, and our convention is when something is unavailable for vyavaharam or transaction, we say that it is existent. Yatra yatra vyavahara gocharatvam tatra tatra astitvam iti asmakam mudhanam vyaptihi. And we have made a confused conclusion that when something is not available for vyavahara transaction, we say something is non-existent. యత్ వ్యవహార గోచరం తత్ సత్, యత్ వ్యవహార అగోచరం తత్ అసత్. దట్ ఈస్ అవర్ థింకింగ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై సమ్వన్ ఆస్ డూ ఐ హ్యావ్ అ హార్న్, వీ సే వెరీ బోల్డ్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్. హౌ డూ యూ సే దట్? ఇఫ్ ఆస్డ్ వీ సే ఐ డోంట్ సీ ఇట్, ఐ డోంట్ హియర్ ఇట్, ఐ డోంట్ టచ్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. సో పంచ ఇంద్రియ ఆ సర్వ ప్రమాణ అగోచరం జ్ఞాన వ్యవహార అగోచరం. Then if it is not perceptible, can I feel, for example, an obstruction by moving my hand over my head like this? And if we find, at least we can say it is karma vyavahara gocharam. But we find that it is also not there. And so what do we conclude? Manushya Shringam. Shringam means horn. Manushya Shringam Nasti. Avyava Avyavahariyat. Avyavaharyatvad Manushya Shringam Nasti. Chasha Shringavate. Like the horn of a rabbit. And that is the reason that when we go to Sushupti Avastha, we find that there is no Vivahara in the form of I, you, or it, first person, second person, third person, all that. Therefore, the Sunyavadis conclude that during Sushupti, there is only Shunyam, they say. Even I am not there because I never say I am here in deep sleep. Thus, the general confusion is, when a thing is not available for vyavahara transaction, it is non-existent. So before Srishti, there is no question of I, he, she, it. So all those vyavaharas were not there. And so many people conclude that it was Shunyam before creation. Vyavahara gochara vastunaha abhavat shunyameva asit. And they take a seeming support from the Upanishads also. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, in the second chapter, we have seen Asadva idamagra asit tato vai sadajayata tatasmanag swayamakuruta. Asat only was there before creation, and according to them, Asat is Sunyam. And Upanishad condemns Sunyavada in the second portion of this mantra. So we saw up to this previous thing in the last webinar. Now, in the second mantra, the second portion of the mantra we will see now. Tat ha yeke ahuhu. Tat means tasmin vishaye, in this regard. In which regard? Before creation, what was there in this regard? They say yeke ahuhu. Yeke shunyavadinaha ahuhu. They say they are tarkikaha. The ahuhu. Asad yeva idam agra asit. That is why Shankaracharya says in Dakshinamurti Stotram, Rahu grasta divakarendrush shadrishaha maya samachadanat sanmatra karanaha. There sanmatraha means sadeva somya. Whereas what the people think, those people they say, deham pranam apindriyani ya. Apindriyanyapi chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu. So they say that when we are in deep sleep, we are shunyam. Similarly, here they say asit. And what is the nature of the shunyam? Ekam evam adhityam. There is a visheshanam for shunyam, that is non-dual shunyam. Tasmat asataha sajjayata. From that asat, from that shunyam, sat jayata. This is within quotation, actually. After taddaika ahuhu, it is not the teaching of the Upanishad, the teaching of shunyavadis that is put in quotes. That is from asadeva onwards up to sajjayata. From that shunyam, sat came. Then the Upanishad itself negates this view in the next mantra that we will read. Kutastu khalu somyam evagasyadidiho vacham katham asataha sajjayeta iti satveva somyam idamagra asit ekameva advitiyam. Second mantra, Khanda 2, chapter 6. This is this mantra that we read just now. Now the teacher says, how can Shunyavada work? Question. Kutastu khalu somya evam syat. Kutatsu. With which reasoning can you accept such a statement? Evam. Evam means in this manner. Which manner? From non-existent arrival of existence. That is from nothing, what can come? Only nothing can come. So Shankaracharya gives lot of arguments about this in many places. In Mandukya Karika also Gaudapada says this. We say nothing can come of nothing. If things can come out of nothing, what will happen? Imagine, for example, suddenly, if a tree comes here from nothing, no seed, no water, no rain, just a tree appears. Shankaracharya says, sarva pramana vyakopaha syat. All pramanas, they will be all falsified suddenly if the thing appear. And the second problem also is, if nothing becomes something, then what happens? Something will suddenly become nothing also. Suddenly, perhaps I may disappear as you are listening to the lectures. So thank God, that's not happening. So Sat cannot become Asat. And Asat can never become Sat. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, nabhavo vidyate sataha. Sataha abhavo na vidyate. Asataha bhavo api na vidyate. Okay, so he says, O dear one, O Somyam, how can such a thing happen? Iti ha uvacha. Iti guruhu uvacha. What? Katam asataha sajjayate iti. How sat be born out of asat. With this, the false view is negated. And now he comes back to the original teaching. So this is the Nigamana. So what is said later is called Pratignya Vakya. And ascertaining after negating the wrong view is called technically Nigamana. And therefore, what is the conclusion? Before creation, there was not Shunyam. Sattu eva somya idam agre asit. Sat alone was there. And no asat, non-existence was not there. Because it is a avyavakaryam, these people have a Brahma. Because during Sushupti, we are not doing any vyavaharam at all. It appears to be non-existent. But during Sushupti, how am I there? I am in avyavahara form. And so one should not come to the conclusion, whatever is available for vyavahara alone exists. That is why we say, even Brahman is not available for any vyavahara, therefore people doubt it. Because it is karma vyavahara agocharam, upasana vyavahara agocharam, and jnana vyavahara agocharam, because it is not available for any of these transactions. Karma, upasana, jnanam. So they say, Brahman is not there. But Vedanta says, things can exist without being vyavahara gochara. And that thing is called Sat Brahman, which is nothing but you. When your nama rupas are resolved, in the resolved form, it is the very you. Okay. Now we have got three words in this particular shloka. Ekam, eva, advitiyam. Very important statement. Three words. And for these three words, the commentators give a significance to negate three types of differences that are possible. This ekam, eva, advitiyam, they try to show it to negate three types of differences. What are those differences? Number one, vijatiya bedaha. Vijadiya bedaha means differences between two species of things. Vidyaranya gives an example in his Panchadashi. A vriksham, a tree, and a stone. A tree species and stone is a different species, stone species. So these two things are very different, tree species and stone species. It is called vijatiya bedaha. Then the second difference is sajatiya bedaha. There is difference among the members within the same species itself. For example, there is a tree. So among trees itself, we have Amra Vriksha, a mango tree, Nalikera Vriksha, a coconut tree, Ashwatha Vriksha. There are so many different Vrikshas, trees are there. So this is called Saja. All are tree species only, but different trees. Sajatiya Bedaha. And the third difference is Swagata Bedaha. The internal are intrinsic differences existing within one member itself. For example, in one mango tree itself, the root is different from the trunk is different from the leaves, leaves are different from the flowers, from the fruits, all that. So, Vidyaranya tells it in Panchadashi in a small shloka, Vrikshasya swagato bedaha patra pushpa shiladibihi. Vikshantarat sajatiyaha vijatiyam shiladitaha. So he says such a big topic. He has put it in a very small Anushtup sloka. And there also, Vidyaranyam analyzes this only. Sadeva Somyam Idamagre Asid. Now, three types of differences are there. And the Sad Brahman has got which type of difference now? The Upanishad says, it is free from all three types of differences. What are the three types of differences? Sajatiyam, Vijatiyam, and Swagatam, Beda, Rahitam, Brahma, Sat. There is no Vijatiya Beda because there is no other thing other than Brahman. Because it is already said that if something else is there, it is shadow and unreal. Therefore, there is no other real thing than Brahman to cause Vijatiya Bedaha. Then, is there Sajatiya Beda for Brahman? If Sajatiya Beta were to be there should be a Brahman species, so many Brahmans, tall Brahman, short Brahman, educated Brahman, uneducated Brahman, girl Brahman, boy Brahman. But Brahma Eka Eva. So Sajatiya Beta is also not there. Similarly, Brahman has no Swagata Beda also because Brahman is Sat without any Nama Rupa within itself. Apani Padaha has no hands, legs and all that. So, no Swagata Beda also. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Ekam Eva Advitiyam, three words. So, these three words negates the three Vedas. So, we can put it in any order. Vidyaranya says, Ekam negates Swagata Beda. Eva negates Sajatiya Beda and Advitiyam. That negates Vijatiya Bedaha. Only Advitiyam Brahma, yes. Continuing. Tadaikshata Bahusyam Prajaye Yeti Tatejo Srijata Tateja Aikshata Bahusyam Prajaye Yeti Tatabo Srijata Tasmadhyatra Kvachashochati Svedate va purushaha tejasaye vatat adhyapo jayante. Now, the Sad Brahman is going to create the world. And before creation, Brahman is visualizing the whole creation to be brought to manifestation. The Brahman tries to plan there. We have the parallel in Taittiriya Upanishad also, if you remember, in the Brahmanandavalli chapter. So kamayata bahustyam praja yeyeti satapo tapyata satapas taptva idagam sarvamas rujata. So it is a parallel idea only here. This Brahman aikshata. In Taittiriya Upanishad it was akamayata and satapo tapyata. Here it is aikshata. Aikshata means visualize, like planning. So, tat refers to the Sad Brahma, Advitiyam Brahma, Aikshata, visualized. What it visualized? In what way the creation should be made? And why this planning is necessary now? We should remember that the purpose of creation is what? Is the exhaustion of the karmas of the jivas. Which karmas? Those done in the previous srishti. Similarly, in the previous Shrishti also, Brahman would have visualized. And then what did Brahman do for the first Shrishti then, if you go in the same order? In Vedanta, there is no question of first Shrishti. So any Shrishti we talk about is only the present Shrishti. We never discuss the first Shrishti. That is why in the Dakshinamurti Sotram also we have seen Bijasyanta Rivankuro Jagadidam Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha. That word Punaha is for Arambavadadi Nirakaranartham Yeva Punaha Padam. So to negate all those, the beginning things, Arambavadam. There is no beginning. It is all in Nayayikavya Mata. They only talk about all this beginning and all. We don't talk about that. That is what is Srishti for us. It is a cycle. Avyakta, avyaktad, vyaktaya sarvam, prabhavantyagaragame, ratriagame praliyante, tatraiva, vyakta, samyake. That is what in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter Krishna said. manifest to unmanifest and unmanifest to manifest. Goes on continuing. Therefore, whenever Brahman wants to create, there is the previous karmas of all the jivarasis who are now in dormant condition. And these jivas have got punya, and accordingly nice worlds have to be created for them to enjoy the benefits of their punya karmas for them. And for those who have done papa karmas, the other worlds are to be created also for them to suffer. Therefore, the purpose of creation being the exhaustion of punya papa, the Lord has to create accordingly. And for people like manushyas, like us, who are the mixture of both punya and papa karmas, he created Bhuloka. And so it requires planning. That planning is visualization, that is called Aikshata here. Okay, then the next question is, how can Brahman visualize? Because that requires mind. When nothing is created yet, including the Panchabhutas, then only mind has to come from their Sattva Guna. This is again referred to Tattva Bodha lectures. From the Sattva Guna of all the Panchabhutas, mind comes. So where is the question of visualization when mind itself was not there? Can Brahman then visualize by itself? No. Why Brahman cannot visualize by itself? Because nirvikaratvat, visualization requires what? Vritti vikara, changes in thoughts. Brahmanaha nirvikaratvat katam aikshanaha kriya sambhavati. Kriyayaha vritti rupatvat, and for that alone we have already said Brahman plus avyakrita nama rupa. This avyakta nama rupa alone is called maya. And it is through this maya or avyakta nama rupa that visualization happens. Therefore, aikshana kriya kasya bhavati natu shuddha brahmanaha aikshana kriya bhavati parantu avyakta nama rupa upadi sahita brahmanaha aikshana kriya bhavati. So, avyakta nama rupa upadi sahita, that is the medium of nama rupa, avyakta nama rupa. So, only from the Brahman maya couple this comes. So, only the Brahman associated with maya nama rupa alone has aikshanam, otherwise visualization, otherwise it won't have, which is nothing but the thoughts. And for us also, for example, first it comes in the thought form, whatever we want to do. That I want to build, for example, a house. That is the first form of house. My very thought to build a house is the first form of house. So, vrityatmakam graham, subtle form. Then I talk to a builder. Then it becomes grasser form. I talk to him the planning through words and all. So, it is shabdatmakam graham it becomes. Then it is put in a drawing, blueprint, blueprint atmakam graham perhaps. And finally, asmatmakam graham, with sand, concrete, stone, wood, all that. Similarly, here also, tapasa jiyate brahmam, tato annam abhijayate, annat pranaha, manaha satyam, lokaha karmasu, cha amritam. Mundaka Upanishad, we already saw that in chapter 1, section 1. So, please refer to that lecture also for further details on this particular mantra. Therefore, visualization is what? The unmanifest nama rupa getting ready for manifestation is visualization. The very readiness. Then why should the Upanishad use such words like visualization, etc.? Because that is used in our day-to-day experiences. So that nimitta karanatva dyotanartham etat sarvam vakti shrutihi. Normally, if we create, all the stages are there. We have to plan. So, the Upanishad uses that same example to show us also. And so, this should not be taken in the literal sense that there is some Brahman sitting somewhere and then trying to think, all the create, plan, put pictures and all that. No. The whole creation was in potential form, dormant form. It's getting ready for manifestation is called what? That is called Aikshana Kriya. Okay. What was the Aikshanam? That is given in the quotation. Bahusyam prajayaya. The quotes indicating the visualization of Brahman, that is Maya Sahitam Brahma, Avyakta Nama Rupa or Ishvara. Because Shuddham Brahma cannot multiply. Therefore, Ishvaraha Aikshata, Ishvara visualized. What? Bahusyam. Let me become manifold. With the help of Avyakta Nama Rupa, let me become manifold. Let me expand the Avyakta Nama Rupa into Vyakta Nama Rupa. Manifest. And what should I do? Prajayaya. Let me produce many jivas as well as jagat. That means Maya really multiplies and Brahman seemingly multiplies. Real multiplication is called Parinami Upadana Karanam. And seeming multiplication is called Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Therefore, Brahman can say, let me multiply as it were. With this, the Karanam is introduced and the Karanasya Sankalpa also is introduced. Different words are used like Ishwarasya Aikshanam or Ishwarasya Sankalpam or Ishwarasya Kama, all those. And the most common usage is Ishwarasya Sankalpaha. And hereafter, Brahman has to multiply. And here, the multiplication does not require any effort at all. Kevala Sankalpa Matrena multiplication takes place. That is what is said in the Mundaka Upanishad also. Yasya Jnanamayam Tapaha. Tapaha refers means effort. For multiplication, Bhagavan's effort is mere Sankalpa only. We should not ask how is it possible. Such a vast creation can come from mere kevala sankalpa matrena. Katam sambhavati, we cannot ask that question because for our dream creation, how much effort have we to put? Many times just sitting in the class itself, we can create a dream universe. In fact, when we relax, dream comes. Is it not? Dream does not require any effort. It comes when we relax. Therefore, Yadi jivasya swapna srishtyartham ayasaha naiva apekshate kimu vaktavyam sarvajnyasya sarva shaktimataha ishwarasya jagat srishtyartham ayasaha kaschitapi na apekshate iti. No effort is required. Okay. Then the next question will be, what are the stages of creation? For preparation, so we have to go step by step with the creation also. And what is the first srishti, first creation? The pancha bhuta srishti, the five elements. We have seen in Taittiriya Upanishad also. Tasmadva e tasmat atmana akashasam bhutaha akashadvayuhu vayoragnihi agnerapaha adhya prithivi. So up to this is the bhuta srishti, the elements are created. After that, prithivya oshadayaha Oshadibhyonam annat purushaha. That is called Bhautika Srishti. So, Bhuta Srishti, the elements, and Bhautika Srishti. So, Bhuta Srishti and Bhautika Srishti happen, but this also we divide into two stages that we have seen in Tattva Bodha also. The first, the Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, all in subtle form, subtle elements, not gross form. And the Sukshma Bhautika Srishti, then Sthula Bhuta Srishti, and then Sthula Bhautika Srishti. That is the general order of creation. And what are each of them? Sukshma Bhuta is what? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apaha. Apaha is water and Prithivi. So the five subtle elements which are invisible, they are created first. And then the Sukshma Bhautika. What are the Sukshma Bhautikas? They are the mind, the intellect, the Jnanendriyas, the Karmendriyas, the Panchapranas. They are all Sukshma Bhautika. And the Sthula Bhutam. Sthula Bhutam are what? Through a process called grassification or Panchikaranam of the five Sukshma Bhutas. That is the five elements, they get mixed up in a particular proportion. And out of that comes the Sthula Bhutam, which is visible. And out of that comes the Sthula Bhautika Prapancha. This entire detail we have seen in great detail in Tattva Bodha, in the particular topic called Panchikarana, the grossification. Please refer to Tattva Bodha again. So our physical body itself Here the Upanishad first talks about the Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, the creation of the five subtle elements. Okay, but here it is slightly different in Chandogya from Taittiriya Upanishad and other Upanishads. Here the Upanishad does not talk about the Panchabhutas, but only talks about three elements, not five elements. It skips the first two. What are the first two? Akasha and Vayu, it skips. Therefore, in this section, we have Bhuta Trayam or Tribhutam only, but we should understand that these three elements are only symbolic and the other two also are to be included. Then one may wonder how the Upanishad can miss these two important elements, namely Akasha and Vayu. For everything to exist, you need space. How it can omit that? Is it not a big mistake? People might think, and Shankaracharya answers. He says, no, the Upanishad does not talk about all the five because here the main aim of the Upanishad is not creation at all. Srishtau tatparya abhavat tasmadeva vighanam drishyate. That's what he says. Vighanam means what? It is said in different ways. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said in one way. In Chandogya, another way. So saying differently is called Vighana. Because the Upanishad does not want to teach Srishti primarily. Creation topic is not the topic, main topic here. But what is the aim? Tad Brahma sarvasya karanam. Tasmat Brahma jnanena sarva jnanam. That Brahman alone is the karanam for everything. So the moment a person knows that Brahman, all knowledge can be known. Tasmat Brahma jnanena sarva jnanam. That is the topic. For that it tells some samples, but it is not particular about other details. Therefore, we should understand that even though three elements only are talked about here, we should take all five elements. Okay. Now, what is the first element created? Now, if you see the text, Tat Tejaha Asrijata. Here we have to supply what? Akasha Vayu Shritti Anantaram. After creating Akasha and Vayu, Tat Tejaha Asrijata. After the Srishti of these two, Tat means that Sat, that Brahma, Tejaha Asrijata. Here Tejaha is Agni. Which Agni? Stulam or Sukshma Agni? It is, we should remember, it is Sukshma Agni, the subtle form, Sukshma Agni Bhutam Asrijata. The subtle Agni was created. Then what? Tat Teja Aikshata. Bahusyam Prajayeya Iti. The very same idea is repeated here. After Agni was creator, Agni Devata thought in the same way. Same way means what? As Ishvara thought, Agni also thought what? Let me become many. Like Ishvara, let me multiply. So Tat Tejaha Aikshata. That Tejo Devata, Agni Devata also visualized. It is like what? If the father wants to have children, grandchildren and all, father has created a son. Then that son thinks of creating his children, grandchildren and so on. Similarly, Brahman is the original father. Brahman's son is Tejaha, Agni. And Tejas thought of creating his son or daughter, Apaha. Apaha is water. Water is Trilingam. So we can say daughter. Therefore, water becomes the grandson or granddaughter of Brahman. That's a parampara now. So the things to be noted is what? Brahman does not directly produce all five elements. In Taittiriya Upanishad also, Brahmanaha Akashaha, not Brahmanaha Vayuho. So Vayu comes from Akasha. Agni did not come from Brahman also or Akasha, but from Vayu Agni came. And it came from Vayu and Agne Rapaha. Therefore here also, Tejas produces Apaha, waters. Now the next question will be, after all, Tejas is a bhutam, it's an element. So bhulam is only jadam. So the question is, how do we say Tejaha Aikshata? How come Tejo bhutam, the Agni tattvam, the Agni, the subtle element Agni, which is jadavastu, how can it visualize? That question will come. So Brahma Aikshata is understandable, because Brahman is Chetanam, it is not jadam. Why? So, but how can one account for Tejaha Aikshata? It is not possible. So Shankaracharya says, Tejaha Aikshata means Tejobhava Apannam Brahma Aikshata. The very Brahman itself, which has identified with the Tejas, that visualized. So, when it is said Tejas, it is also Brahman only. Tejas Tadatmya Apannam Brahma Aikshata. What? Bahusyam Prajayaya. Same thing. Let me multiply. Let me produce many. Then what did it do? Tat apaha asrijata. Tat tejo bhava apannam brahma. That agni tattvam. Similarly, in Taittiriya Upanishad also we should understand akashat vayuhu etc. as akasha bhava apanna atmanaha vayuhu. Similarly, vayor agnihi. Vayu bhava apanna atmanaha agnihi. And agni bhava apanna atmanaha jalam. Similarly, here also, the Brahman who is in the form of Agni, Tejas, did what? Apaha Asrijata. Produced the next Sukshma Bhutam element called Apaha the Jalam. Apaha again here, Dutiya Bhagavachanam, Appu Shabdaha is Trilingam. So, Pakaranta Trilingaha, Appu Shabdaha, Nityam Bhagavachanantaha. So, Apaha, Apaha, Adbihi, Adbyaha, Adbyaha, Apam, Apsu. So, apaha, apaha is dhitiyam bhagavachanam. Of course, that's the details. Now, before going further to go to the next srishti, the Upanishad wants to give a logic. What is the logic? This logic is called here upapatti. For what? To establish jalam is produced out of agni. Upanishad wants to establish jalam is produced out of agni. So, it says, tasmat yatra kvacha shochati Svedate va purushaha tejasaha evam tadatyapo jayante. So it says, whenever a person is in grief, in dukkham, one says, for example, in Tamil also we say, manastapam, manasi tapaha, manastapaha. Then what happens to him? Tear comes in the eyes. So tapaha, tapaha means here agni tattvam. You know, the heating, the heat burning, all that, tapaha. That means out of that grief, which is tapa rupam, the tears come, which is jala rupam. So, jalam comes from water. Jalam comes from what? Agni, tapa. So, very interesting reason the Upanishad gives. So, if one says, I am not able to agree with it, for example, somebody says, then the Upanishad gives another reason also. During summer, when the body is heated up, and when agni, heat is more and more, what comes? Sweating comes. Jalatattvam. So, agnehe apaha. So, Upanishad gives such examples also. So, the Upanishad says, tasmat yatra kvacha shochati. Whenever a person grieves, or svedateva purushaha. Whenever a person sweats, in both cases, what comes? From where? Tejasaha eva. One is manasam tejaha, mind agni, another is shariram tejaha, in the body. So, from manasam tejas, tears come, and from shariram tejas, sweat comes. So, tejasaha evam, tat adi apo jayante. We have to split actually this, as adi, and they split the adi, word adi, and join it with jayante. Therefore, apaha adi jayante, the water comes. Continuing, ta apa aikshanta bahvyasyama prajaye mahiti ta annamasrijanta tasmat yatra kvachasha varshati tadeva bhuyishtamannam bhavati adbyaye vatat adadyannadyan jayate tidritiya khandaha. So, two bhutams, namely tejaha and ap, jalam, they have been created. Now, the Upanishad says, the abhutam also visualized like Ishvara. So, taha, apaha, aikshanta. Here also, we have to interpret in the same way. Jalam is again jada tattvam. It cannot visualize. Therefore, apaha means ap tadatmya apannam brahman. Or abhava apannam brahma aikshanta. What? Bhavyaha shyama. Let me become many. Prajaye mahi. Let me produce many. And then what came? Incidentally, remember, jalam also is sukshma jalam. Annam, grassification has not happened yet. And from the sukshma jalam, annam asrijanta. In this context, we have to carefully note that annam is not the annam food, but annam here means the prithivi tattvam in Chandogya Upanishad, chapter 6, and not food. So this is the third element. Now, the Upanishad wants to give a logic. How prithivi or annam comes from water. Very simple logic. Tasmat yatra kvacha varshati. Wherever there is plenty of rain, varsha means rain, there is plenty of annam. Varsha vriddhav anna vriddhihi. And when varsham is not there, rains are not there, there is scarcity or famine. Therefore, tadeva bhuishtam annam bhavati. That jalam alone becomes plenty of annam. From this we know, adhyaha eva tad annadyam adi jayate. Here also we have to separate the adi and join it with jayate, as before. So annadyam means the eatable food. Adhyam annam, adhana yogyam annam. So the three bhuta srittis are over now. And the language Shankaracharya uses is tejo bhanna srishti. Tejo bhanna, that's a very strange, nice combination. Tejaha ap annam. All these things together, put together, all these three becomes tejo bhannam. So the pa of apaha becomes ba. So tejo bhanna srishtihi is bhuta traya srishtihi. So with this, the sukshma bhuta srishti is over. The srishti of the three subtle elements. Hereafter, we have to go to the srishti of sukshma bhautika and sthula bhutam and sthula bhautikam. All these topics have to be discussed. They all come next. Let us read. Tritiya khandaha. Tesham kalu etesham bhutanam trinyeva bhijani bhavanti andajam jivajam adbijjamiti. So from these three bhutas, the final product is mentioned here. The intermediate topics will be discussed later. So what is the final product? Three types of jivas are going to be created. We mean three types of shariram. Jivas mean three types of bodies and not chaitanya. And in the shastras, all the jiva shariams are categorized into either four or three. In fact, normally four, but Chandogya Upanishad talks about only three. So first let us talk about the four and then come to three. The four types of jiva shariram's bodies are supposed to be, number one, andajam. Anda means egg. Tasmat jatam. All jivas born out of egg. Second one is jarayujam. Jarayuhu means yonihi, the womb. Womb born. Born out of the womb are all the mammals, the manushya shariram, most of the pashus. Whereas the birds are all, they are andajam. Actually, in reptiles also, some may be andajam, some may be directly born also. And the third category is swedajam. Sweda means sweat. And in this context, moisture. Sweat means moisture. So both meanings are there. So moisture born, most insects, microbes, bacteria. And finally, udbijam. Udbijam means that are born breaking the earth literally. Or earth born, all plant kingdom. They all come under this. Therefore, egg born is pakshiyadi, all this pakshi and all. Womb born, all the mammals, manushyaha, pashwadi. And swedajam, krida krimiyadi, all those things, insects. And udbijam, vriksha lathadi, all these trees and all that. In Chandogya Upanishad, swedajam, that moisture born, is omitted. So Shankaracharya says it can be included in andajam itself. Because even insects are born out of very minute eggs only and should be included with antajam. Thus, three types of jivas are going to be discussed. Now, if you look at the text, it says, Tesham khalu yesham bhutanam. Here, bhutana means sharirana, not the elements. So, for all these bodies, sarvesham shariranam, trin eva bhutani bijani. Only three sources. What are they? And andajam. even though there is a subtle difference, we can literally take it as andajam itself, between andajam and andajam. Actually, Shankaracharya, he takes it, so andajatam andam, andajatam andajam. So Shankaracharya makes some inquiry, not very important for our discussion. So practically, we can call it as andajam itself, the first variety. And the second one is jivajam. This can be taken as jarayujam, womb born. And the last one is udbijam, earth born, the plant kingdom. So swedajam is included in andajam, as we said earlier. This is the final creation that is going to come. The intermediary creation will come hereafter, that we will read. Seyam devataikshatam hantaham imastisro devataha anena jivena atmana anupravishya namarupe vyakaravaniti. So now we are in what stage of creation? Three sukshma bhutas have come. And these three sukshma bhutas contain the entire sukshma prapancha in potential form, in avyakrita nama rupa avastha, in avyakta nama rupa form it contains. And therefore, what is the next job of Brahman? The next job is, from the sukshma bhutas, the subtle elements, all the sukshma prapancha must be manifested. It should be expanded, bloated. Therefore, this process is going to be called nama rupa vyakaranam, expanding. Of what? All the nama rupas. Why expanding is necessary? Because what happens now? Now they are in contracted form. So avyakritatvat, Brahman has to do vyakaranam. So the vyakaranam means not grammar here, expansion. To put it technically, I should now convert avyakta nama rupas to vyakta nama rupas, which is called vyakaranam here, that is conversion of avyakta nama rupas to vyakta nama rupas. And now this particular procedure should happen according to what? According to the karma only. Karma theory cannot be, you know, bypassed. It cannot happen in chaos. It should be well planned. Sukshma shariram should be properly manifested. Jnanendriyas, etc. should be proper. Where eyes should be, where ears should be, it should be in the respective places. And all eyes and all ears of all jivas cannot be similar. Because in accordance with the punya papas of each jiva, the minds, intellects, they are all different. And according to our scriptures, the sukshma bhutas, which are jadam, cannot manifest themselves without the blessing of the chetana tattvam Brahman. We already mentioned it earlier. Otherwise, it will become what? Swabhava vadaha. Like the modern scientific theory, there is swabhava vadaha. What the modern scientists, they say, there is no need for any Ishvara at all. All of them were all in the form of a cosmic soup. The cosmic soup at one time. And someday, the configuration became such that the unicellular organisms, they came. Then slowly by evolution, fish, amphibians, monkeys, humans, they all came. So according to science, nature knows how to evolve into creation. That is why religion and evolution theory will be diagonally opposite. Religion says, in presence of a consciousness principle alone, evolution can take place. Whereas evolution theory says, the environment itself can be the cause for evolution. Therefore, the question will be, do the bhutas, pancha bhutas, evolve into creation by themselves? And if we say they evolved by themselves, it will become swabhava vada. But in Vedanta, we don't agree to that vada. If the bhutas have to become bhautika prapancha, the blessing of Ishvara is necessary. That is why in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also we saw, mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Matter is like the mother womb. Mother can produce a child only when blessed by a father principle. Mother has the potentiality to create, but without the association of the father principle, it won't happen. In the same way, matter can evolve into creation with the blessing of me alone, me the Chaitanyam. Tasmin garbham dadamyaham. That's what Krishna said. So the next question is, if Brahman has to bless the three bhutas for the nama rupa vyakaranam, what type of blessing that Brahman can do? Can blessing be by showing his hands, blessing like this, or giving darshanam to this? No. because Brahman has no hands, no eyes or any of them. Apani padaha natasya karyam karananche vidyate. So what is the blessing? It is said in the scriptures, Brahma Chaitanyam forming its reflection, Chitabhasa. That is in the matter alone. Chitabhasa in the matter alone is blessing. We have seen this Chitabhasa topic elaborately in earlier Upanishads. Chitabhasa vyaptihi eva anugrahaha. That is the blessing, which naturally happens, sanidhyamatrena. And this is figuratively called as Brahman's anupravesha into the three bhutas. Brahman forming the Chidabhasa, the Chaitanya Pratibimba in the three bhutas, reflection. That is called Brahman's anupravesha. Shankaracharya entering. Shankaracharya discusses this very, very elaborately. In fact, this is a very important mantra, especially the anena jivena atmana anupravishya, that portion. It's a very important line, quoted many times, similar to the line in Taittiriya Upanishad. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. So, Brahman's anupravesha is chidabhasa vyaptihi, and one entering. And once the chidabhasa pervades, the sukshma bhutas act as though they are Chetana Tattvam. Just as what? Our body acts as what? Like Chetanam. What is the nature of the body? It is Achetana Vastu, it is a Jada Vastu. But we all act as if we are Chetanam. The body acts. It is Pancha Bhautika Shariram. So it is Achetanam only. This Achetana Shariram now acts as though it is Chetanam because of Chitabhasa Vyaptihi, pervaded by Chitabhasa. Similarly, the three Buddhas act as though Chetanam because of Chidabhasa Vyapti. And that is what is told here. But the actual Vyapti is not mentioned. That also Brahman is planning level. So Brahman thinks still. Let me enter into the three Bhutas in the form of Chidabhasa. And thereafter, let me expand the Nama Rupas into the Sukshma Prapancha. Now if you look at the mantra, Sa Iyam Devata Aikshata. Here also we have to be careful. Sa Devata is the name of Brahman. Normally by Devata, what do we mean? We mean Indra, Varuna, Mitra, all those Devatas. But here it is Brahma Chaitanyam. Aikshata, visualized, planned. And Hantaham onwards is within quotation, the thinking of Brahman. It's quoted. So Hanta means it's an expletive usage. Well, Brahman says, oh, well, let me create. That is Hanta. So, Aham imas tishro devataha anupravishya. Let me enter these three devatas, which are tejo, ap, anna bhutani, the three bhutas. How? Anena jivena, in the form of the jivas, representing Chidabhasa. And what is this Chidabhasa? Atmana. That Atmana also is a very important expression here. Elaborate descriptions are done on each of these words. That Atmana represents the Chidabhasa, which is my very nature. Because we know the Chidabhasa is essentially, Chidabhasa is the reflected Chaitanyam, is essentially the same as Chit. It cannot be different. And why we say Atmana is important? The reason is later. In Chandogya, when Tattvamasi Mahavakya can be told, that Brahman alone is in the form of Jiva, the Chidabhasa, and therefore you, the Jiva, and Brahman are one and the same. That's what the Upanishad is going to teach. Because Brahman itself has said, I will come down in the form of Jivatma. What more do we want? Paramatma itself has told, I will come down in the form of Jivatma. Therefore, Paramatma Jivatma Aikyam is proved with this mantra. Therefore, indirectly, it is a Mahavakya mantra also, Anupravishya. Okay, once the Chidabhasa is formed in the three bhutas, which contains the Samashti Prapancha, that Chaitanyam gets a special name. What is that name? We are familiar with these names. It is called Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, when it is said Jivena here, it means Hiranyagarbha Rupena Atmana, in the form of Hiranyagarbha. So up till now, I was Ishvara. Now I will come down to Sukshma Prapancha. From the Sukshma elements, now I have come to Sukshma Bhutas, I am now come to Sukshma Prapancha, the subtle Prapancha, and become Hiranyagarbha. Previously what happened? I was associated with Karana Prapancha, unmanifest, and was called Ishwaraha. If you remember all that thing, you know, we already saw all those differences earlier already. So Ishwara, and now associated with Sukshma Prapancha, let me become Hiranyagarbha. And this one Hiranyagarbha alone will multiply into what? So many Taijasas. These are all again, we have seen this. Taijasa is the Veshti individual, the Sukshma Shariras. And Hiranyagarbha is the total Sukshma Sharira. Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. So this Hiranyagarbha will multiply into so many Taijasas. These are all topics we have dealt with in Tattvabodha. So please refer to Tattvabodha as often as you can. These are all, so these words, Vishwa, Taijasa and Pragna. Vishwa and Ishwara. Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. Pragna and so Vishwa and this one. So Virat. Vishwa, Virat, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha and Pragna, Ishwara. These are the three things, the Vyashti Samashti of all these things. So let me, the Hiranyagarbha, become many Taijasas. So Nama Rupa Vyakaranam Nama Taijasa Bahutva Praptihi. Many, so it became many. So there are a lot of additional details subsequent to that we are going to see in the third and fourth shlokas of this khanda that we will see in the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Namastu Narayana.